USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Lewiston, Maine residents remain in lockdown as authorities search for a suspected mass shooter. Senator Angus King calls it a dark day in Maine after the shooting that killed 18 and injured 13 others.
It's just been awful. We've got schools closed, colleges locked down, and the manhunt has expanded.
He said despite high gun ownership, Maine has low gun crime rates. That shooting took place in a Lewiston bowling alley and bar. The suspect, 40-year-old Robert Card, is at large and considered armed and dangerous. The flags at the U.S. Capitol have been lowered to half-staff to honor the victims of the Maine shooting. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who authorized the gesture, expressed the nation's shared sorrow with the community of Lewiston. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called the shooting an act of senseless violence. The White House says more needs to be done to address the epidemic of gun violence in the U.S.
It's within Congress's power to pass legislation that will make our streets safer, that will make our community safer, that will make our schools safer.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre commented on the mass shooting that claimed 18 lives in Lewiston, Maine Wednesday night, describing it as horrific. She urged newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson to collaborate with Democrats in passing gun reform measures. The United Auto Workers Union is celebrating a tentative deal reached with Ford. The development could mark the potential end of the strike affecting Detroit's major automakers, which has gone on since September. The tentative agreement with Ford will need ratification from UAW members. Meanwhile, negotiations continue with GM and Stellantis as workers continue their strikes. A staggering number of Americans are facing food insecurity. According to a recent report from the Department of Agriculture, more than 44 million Americans resided in households struggling with food access in 2022. Marking an increase of over 10 million from the prior year. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
New York Democrat Jamal Bowman pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor for triggering a fire alarm in the Capitol building. He entered the plea in D.C. Superior Court. As part of his deal, he'll pay a $1,000 fine and write an apology letter to Capitol Police. Prosecutors will then drop the charge in 3 months. Bowman activated the alarm in the Cannon office building last month during a government funding discussion, saying it was accidental while attempting to open a locked door. Being accused of swindling billions of dollars from customers, Sam Bankman-Fried is set to take the stand. We get the latest from Lance Pry.
Bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is set to testify at his criminal fraud trial today. He is charged with planning a scheme that saw as much as $10 billion vanish from FTX customers. The liquidation of FTX, a Bahamas-based exchange, began in November of 2022.
The National Retail Federation has proclaimed October 26th as Fight Retail Crime Day to address the escalating issue. California Representative Josh Harder is urging his colleagues to pass the Combating Organized Crime Act to provide law enforcement with enhanced tools and streamline multi-agency response. He emphasizes a 26% surge in retail theft last year, resulting in a $101 billion industry loss. Harder emphasizes the urgency, citing safety concerns and rising prices. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.